Phillies hosting the Braves Friday night. Jeremy Hellickson on the mound for Philly. His 1.59 ERA is seventh best in the bigs. We pick up the action in the bottom of the second.
There's all kinds of pressure in this game, especially when you're involved in that mano-a-mano confrontation, pitcher versus hitter. Ground ball out to second between the legs of the second base umpire Brian Gorman. Fielded by Phillips, who throws to first for the second out with Saunders going to third. Brian Gorman jumping up in the air and spreading the legs and had the ball go right between them.
That's as quick as you've seen that much white hair move.
Colon sets, comes right to the plate, and it's socked into left center field again toward the gap. Will split the defenders, going to roll all the way to the wall. Hernandez will score easily. Standing at second, satisfied with his double, is Altair. And it's 2-0 Philly. The 0-2 pitch to Joseph. Hit through the hole right side. A base hit. Scoring is Altair. Franco goes to second. And it is 3-0. Tommy Joseph down in the count. Just went with the pitch. Didn't try and do too much. And he was rewarded. Wind in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Pitch in the dirt. Phillips says he foul tipped it. Stu Sherwater says no you didn't.
Check with CB.
Ron Washington's not going to say a word this time. Phillips is convinced that he did. Sherwater is convinced that he did not. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts by Hellickson. No problems in the seventh inning for Jeremy Hellickson. 1-2-3 with two punch-outs. He now has five in the game. Raining pretty hard here. A little bit outside, 1-1.
Going to have to be, I think, a small hurricane, though, for this one not to play.
Hot down the left field line, turning left in that wind. That ball is fair, and it is gone. Stayed inside the foul pole for a solo home run for Adonis Garcia. And there's one of the two runs the Braves need. It's a 4-3 game. That's the second home run of the season for Garcia, who is now 2-for-4 in the two hole. And with that, they're going to stop the game. They're running again, the 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. He put a big wrinkle in that one, and Flowers swung through it, going down to one knee. So the Braves did everything but come all the way back. One run on the Garcia home run, three hits, and two left. The final score tonight as the Phillies take the opener, Phillies 4, Braves 3.
Brian Snitker's team battled in the ninth but couldn't complete the comeback, falling 4-3 in the series opener in Philly. Here's the skipper's thoughts after the game.
You know, the fourth run that scored was, you know, couldn't have been hit back at him. I mean, just kind of well placed, but he did a good job. I mean, he did a good job of keeping the game manageable and giving us a chance.
Seemed like the Phillies, some of these young guys had some aggressive swings early in the count. Is that what you were sort of seeing?
Yeah, kind of, you know. I mean, he's going to throw it over. Yeah. I mean, and they know that, and they're going to be up there whacking. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's got the ability to give up some hits and not let the thing just snowball on him, too.
Right.
You know, he can make pitches when he needs to, which he did, and a few times. So, you know, we just couldn't get a hold of Hellickson pretty much.
Yeah.
Adonis went 2-for-4 with two RBI, a run score, so that move did pay off for you.
Well, yeah, I mean, he had a good night. I got to say, I kind of like what I saw last night. And, you know, if we can get him going, that's going to do nothing but help our offensive production. And you know, it's we get Matt back out there consistently. And like I said, I just kind of feel like we're just a tick away from, you know, something really good happening.
You think about it, if those first two spots start getting on base a lot more consistently, then you get that same production out of Freeman.
It's pretty good. You know, yeah. Like I say, I like, you know, it's just one thing. We just got to keep playing, you know, and like I say, I don't think we're that far off.
With Colon, I mean, they're early on, you know, he's getting hit, but you're going to treat him different and you're going to think about the situation different.
Well, he's a guy that can, you know, he's been in trouble a lot. I mean, you know, that's the value of having a guy with that kind of experience. And you know, it's he just has a way of making pitches when he needs to and limiting damage. So, you know, like I say, he kept the game manageable, and you know, we had hit away again. So.
I'm going to say the offense kind of came back and just took a little, you guys could kind of chipped away a little bit there and finally got with it or not.
Yeah, no, it did. They don't quit. I mean, that's these guys, they play the game and they give you a hard 27 outs, and right now we're coming up a little short, you know, and we face some good pitching, but, you know, it's big leagues. There's a lot of good pitching here. But, you know, like I say, I don't feel like we're that far off from getting on a little run here.
I feel like we ask about Freddie every single night, but, I mean, for him to be doing what he's doing this early in the season, I mean, it's almost hard to believe.
Well, it's just, I mean, I don't know that he just is, you know, doing what he's capable of doing. I mean, he's just a really good hitter, and he's got a real – I look at Freddie, and he kind of keeps things in perspective. And I get, you know, he's one of those boring pros that we talk about that just kind of does his job every day. You know, he comes to play, expects to play. He doesn't, you know, there's no highs, lows. It's you know, he's kind of a pleasure to be around because just of the professionalism he has and how he goes about his job.
The series continues on Saturday. Jaime Garcia goes for Atlanta against Jared Eichhoff for the Phillies.